Agora.
DJ Ferrer. I can't stand the show. I can't stand the way we do this. We have to hire better personnel to handle this show because I don't know what to do about this. I hate all we do. All we do.
Oh, hey, Gaston. We're in air. We're ready on air. Yeah. Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome to Feral But Civilized Rants. This is our second season, 30 show, I guess. Whatever. I'm here with my friend, Gaskin. Hey, Gaskin. How are you?
Hello, DJ Feral. As I was telling you, I love doing this show. I'm very enthusiastic about it.
Me too.
We do. I like. Yeah, all the time. I enjoy doing this show a lot, a real lot. Mm. Yes. And may I tell you something, DJ Feral? Don't you ever call me your friend again.
What?
Otherwise, don't you ever dare call me your friend again.
I see no reason for that.
That's
because
you and I, dude,
I always thought
that's not going to work.
I always thought I was your friend.
You're not my friend.
Why not?
Dude, it takes a lot to befriend a Gascon.
Oh.
Learn that.
Okay.
Learn that.
Okay.
So, I am seeing Zeptar in the room, in the chat room. I'm seeing Snowdusk, which is listening to us. It's my assumption because he is in the chat room. Because sometimes I log into the SDF chat and I don't tune in, so I guess the other way around, when somebody tunes comes to the chat room, I assume he's also listening. So welcome everybody, this is Gaskin Hart.
Yeah. Welcome everybody, this is DJ Feral.
No, shut the hell up. What? Let me start again.
Okay.
Shut the hell up.
Wait. I'm the director of the show. How can you say to shut the hell up?
God damn it.
What? What do you say?
Because, you know, when we distributed the parts, I made you the director of the show.
Oh, you made me. Okay.
You knew.
Okay. You know I can shut you up anytime I want. Do you know I have this power? Do you know? Do you remember that? I am the DJ. Okay. Oh. No, I wanted that. I wanted that. Just because you're saying to me to do that, I won't do it. Okay.
But what's the name? Face is, né?
No.
you're funny, because when I made you the director, there was a tacit understanding between you and I that the real director was going to be the deputy director. That is me. So everybody understood that that was, if not a joke, at least not something I really meant. You are the director. You always be the director. You deserve to be the director.
Wow.
You merit that position.
Oh my God.
But I call the shots. The deputy director calls the shots. If you know what I mean.
Hmm.
You don't, do you?
Hmm.
You feral bastard.
Oh.
So you have to learn what your place is. Go hang from a vine, go swing through your jungle from a vine. Vine, what an interesting word.
Vine.
V-I-N-E.
Hmm.
In Portuguese, cipó.
Yeah.
Tá me entendendo, cara?
No, I only understand you when you talk about panthers. If you talk about panthers, I will understand. Okay.
Okay, so I have to,
So speak in the jungle language. Oh my god.
Exactly. If I don't mention the panthers, it understand anything.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Well, we're about to interview someone. I wasn't telling you about it. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I have no idea of who is it, but whatever. I think I need to invite him to this thing. I don't know.
You know, I don't know to handle Skype very well. That's why
me neither.
You are the director.
Yeah, me neither. So,
come on.
Yeah.
Who do I have to complain? I need a new director.
We're about to get someone to interview people. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you need to keep the conversation while I try to get these people here.
Okay.
This person
okay,
here.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who is it.
Okay. People were telling us to speak about units. And I don't know why we agreed. So there was a listener, let's say it was Alex from Arizona, who asked us about Minix. And my stance on Minix is as follows. Minix is a Unix-like operating system, which is not... it does not have the trademark by the open group, was it? I don't know. So it's an underground Unix-like operating system, which is good for nothing. You can't do
nothing
of anything with
no. You can't.
Minutes.
It was written in C. Yeah, cool.
Well,
the last version is Minix 3. Oh, it has 3 versions. That's something, man. You might be able to...
Yeah.
Oh my god, you can run a X server on it. That's something.
Yeah, you can. There are 3 versions. There is a raccoon boasting, bragging about that achievement, right?
In the
website. That's the mascot of the operating system. I once saw a video on YouTube in which the creator of Minix, I forgot what his name was, Tannenbaum or something like that, saying that he could run a VirtualBox inside Minix.
Why not?
What the hell are you laughing at?
Wow.
Terrible.
That guy
managed
to
run VirtualBox in minutes. Do I care? I don't. So, Alex from Arizona, that is the end of our foray in the field of Unix today.
Hmm.
We promised, we delivered, didn't we? We did. So... how about our guest? Our guest ready?
What if I play something first, then we get back with the guest? Okay. Do you want me to play any other Wing song you like from Wing? Because I like that music was so cool, man. She's the best singer ever. Way more better than the original ABBA. Yeah.
Great.
I'm not going to play any music you send me anymore, okay?
I sent you some Gascon Christmas carols.
No.
That are pretty good music.
No.
If you want to play one of those?
No. The problem is, I don't know what to play. I want to play something, but I don't know what.
I play this one.
What?
I'm typing at the keyboard.
Typing.
Play that one. That's a beautiful song. It's a Christmas song.
What?
Carol. Yeah.
No way.
Go to the goddamn keyboard. Fireball.
Not
release.
How to pronounce that?
Put your hand on the keyboard.
I'm not holding it right now. Now.
Don't look, don't stare at the painter that long. Look at your screen.
Oh my god, we have a rant. We have a rant from you. Yeah.
Okay. Play the rant.
I forgot about it. Yes. This is the funny fan mail segment. Okay, I'm going to play the Gascon rant again. See you later, people.
Hello, this is Gascon Heart. We are waiting for our pizza. We were at the Telepizza pizza shop ordering our pizza. And my daughter Lily wants to say something. Go ahead, Lily.
My name is Jane.
Okay, Lily says that her name is Jane. I thought your name was Lily.
It's Lily and Jane.
Okay, Lily Jane. Can I call you Lily Jane?
Hello.
Can I call you Lily Jane? Okay, Lily Jane.
Hello.
Okay, the kid is just having fun and...
I'm not like Lily, I'm like Jane.
I don't like Lily, I like Jane. Is that what you meant? I like, not I'm like, I like. Is Cuyera full of French people?
Cuyera is a beach. And I swim.
I swim.
Ice cream.
Jesus Christ.
It's a cream.
No, it's a cream. Ice cream. Do you like to swim in the beach?
Yes. I like more the swimming pool.
I like the swimming pool better. I like the swimming pool better. You have to improve your English, little Lily. Lily Jane, I like the swimming pool better.
I like the swimming pool better.
Perfect, that's perfect, that's better. Something else? Anything else?
No.
Who is your mother?
My mother is Gabriela. Gabriela, say hello.
Hello,
how
are you?
Hello.
This is my mother.
That was her mother, I think. Okay, I think I'm sure. Shall we ask this girl if she speaks English? Hello, do you speak English? She does not. I'm starting to look like a pedophile. Oh, yeah, that I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Okay, it's getting boring.
My name is
same name as you do. In the masculine form, you have the feminine form of the same name, correct? Correct, that's correct. And this is getting boring. We are waiting for our pizza to come.
I'm eat until a pizza.
I eat at Telepizza, right? Yeah. We eat at Telepizza, right?
No.
Where do you eat?
I eat pizza.
No, I eat pizza, no. I eat pizza, no, I eat.
I eat pizza. My dad has glasses.
Yes, I have glasses. I wear glasses, right, that's correct. Yeah.
And my ball. His name, but my boy is Mariam.
Correct. Is it a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Her name is Maria, right? Her name is Maria.
She's a baby.
She is a baby. She is a baby, right? Repeat, she is a baby.
She is a baby. And you?
No, I'm not a baby. A lot of real names so far, but okay. That's not very protective of our secret identities. Okay, go ahead.
I am 7 years old.
How old am I?
And my dad is 24.
Not 24, but 42. The other way around. The other way around. 42.
Yeah.
I'm a fat, old, Spanish person. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
What? What's on your mind?
I'm not know. I'm fixing my...
Should I press stop?
No.
Stop?
And the little song.
What? We can make another recording later. Yes, we can.
Okay.
Don't wave your hand. People can't see you. This is not a webcam. This is just a microphone. Don't wave your hand. Really. It suffices with the goodbye, okay?
Goodbye.
Goodbye for me as well.
We are on air.
I am Jorge.
This Hello, we're back. And we have special guests now. Should I help our guests, please? Let us present us. Okay. No, just tell me. Who are you? You two.
He is Zeb, and I am Mo.
Okay.
No. That's the way.
So you have Zeb and Mo.
Okay.
No. Hey,
is that correct, Gaston? Please check me that. Check that for me.
Yeah, if you can hold your horses a little, that's the way a director does stuff. And this is the
control
way.
Control your talent, dude. Control the talent.
This is the way a deputy director does stuff. Let me start over. Hello, guys. Welcome to our show.
Oh.
Who are you guys and why?
Why are we here?
Yeah.
Because we went grand.
Who are you and why?
Why are we together doing a show?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Where do you get these people?
I don't know.
Who and why?
Hey, man, we just want to rant, dude. We heard this was the rant channel.
I don't know. They just appeared somewhere, and I couldn't deny to have them here.
We just want to rant, dude.
Okay.
We got this friend. Tell him about our friend, Mo. Okay. Don't say his name.
Yeah, good. We got a friend who... We trusted completely and then found out that he was stealing from us.
Yeah, dude stealing from us, smoking all our cigarettes.
Dude had asked for a cigarette, and then if you told him yes once, that left open field on your cigarettes.
I mean, it's more than that, dude. He sold some of her DVDs, dude, when she was gone, like, for $13, you know what I'm saying? And fucking, like...
And took the money.
He's always asking us for money, dude. Today, I just told him flat out, I'm like, dude, I don't have any fucking money, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, stop it.
He always asks for money or cigarettes or... He stayed here for about a week, and every morning it was, do you have a dollar? Do you have $2?
Yeah, dude, so we wanted to rant about that because we're finding out, like, I read this article today about who your friends are, who you consider your friends and all that. It's on my fucking, it's on the internet. It's a New York Times article. And it's like, it was really deep about friendship and shit. So I think that, you know, that perceived friendship is fucking one-sided, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, it could not be otherwise.
And get this, he's had the key to my house for over a month. And I asked him for it today, and he didn't have it.
Yeah, dude, we tried getting it back from him.
No.
He didn't have his wallet where he... Fucking, yeah, so we're like, is this dude trying to, like, rip us off or something, or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. That's a kind of person I would personally know his balls off. But without anything.
Okay, you'd gnaw his balls off.
Yeah, but not enjoying this. Okay, what do you do about that key, then?
Well, I've asked him. He said he was going to go home and look for it.
Yeah, he said he probably left it on his dresser or in his dresser or some shit.
He was cleaning my house. And yeah, I thought that he was just being nice and cleaning my house.
He's like going through shit.
He's going through shit. Yeah, I hide something, you know, something of mine, and he finds it.
Okay, I have an incoming message. Lindsay from Seattle, our loyal listener, is asking us, because she's browsing our website, and she is looking at the pictures we posted of DJ Farrell wearing his brand new loincloth. And Lindsay from Seattle asks us, Farrell boy, what do you like better, Smegma or Santorum, and why?
Oh my god. I barely know the meaning of these words, man. Don't do that with me. Wait.
Do you don't know what Smegma
means? Oh my god. What are you going to do?
I have to confess, I don't know what smegma means.
Okay.
It sounds
smegma.
Like a Greek word.
Yeah.
It must be a philosophical concept, like a Greek letter, sigma, enigma. But smegma, that's
smegma.
Weird. I have to check that.
Do you guys know the meaning of this quest?
Could you please, Zepter, explain to us what smegma means?
No.
Okay, we lost him, right?
No.
Smegma?
Yeah.
Magma or stigma?
I'll spell that for you. Yeah. S-M-E-G-M-A.
That's the shit that fucking... dudes get on their dicks that are uncircumcised,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. When? Just when they
no
are...
Really.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude, it's like the cheese crud that gets in between their foreskin and their penis.
Wow. Okay.
The cheese. I can't understand that. Okay. I can't understand that, but I will have to explain that to our listeners. Please be quiet. I have to to tell a little sad story about my childhood. I was born without me.
What's happening there, Gaston? Looks like you have a storm. Okay, now it's normal. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, did you get that?
Yeah.
So that's why I can't understand. How come cheese on a... That's unbelievable. Anyway, Lindsay wants to know what does Feral Boy's Magma taste like?
Oh.
Go on, boy.
That's
still well, have to find that one herself.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is she from?
Lindsay from Seattle.
Seattle, okay.
Seattle.
Okay.
Bill Gates city.
I'll remember that. Maybe someday.
The city of the.
She will have
Seattle
the.
Seattle Hawks?
Yeah.
That's where all the freaks are, is in Seattle, I heard.
That's right.
Well, the servers are in Seattle. Servers of the SDF collector are in Seattle. Anyway, don't neglect the other part, the other half of Lindsay's question, Feral Boy. How about a nice old-fashioned Centaurum?
Centaurum? Oh,
Centaurum.
I don't like this word for some reason. But I don't know its meaning. What does it mean?
You have looked that up, right?
Yep.
Okay, shed some light, please, Zepter. What is a Centaurum?
A Centauro? I don't know. A centaur is a man that's half horse and half human.
I don't think
okay.
It's the
okay.
same.
Okay.
I'm sure it is not.
But anyway, according to... What? Say, go on. Go ahead.
A centaur is half man, half horse.
No, these people don't get it.
Repeat.
Right, Feral Boy. These people don't get it.
No.
And I think it's better for them.
Yeah.
It's better for
them. Do you know what it is?
Will not listen to... What?
What's the meaning? Tell us, what's the meaning of it?
No, I don't know. I know. I don't even want to know.
I don't want to know. Okay. I know what it is.
Do you remember Ernest from Baltimore?
Yes, of course, I remember. Hey, what's his name?
Okay,
Ernest
has just sent us a message, and he is asking us the following. He says, too much talk about Smegma and Grandma. Move that teleprompter up, please. Okay, a little more. Torum. And you don't mention anything about the... higher, Grandma. There you go. Grandma. Sanchez. About the dirty Sanchez. Well, people say I speak like a Mexican on drugs. So I think it's my turn to explain that to the audience. Is it true? Do I speak like a Mexican on drugs? A Mexican speaks like, ¿Qué pasa, ese? What's up, ese? Right? Don't they speak like that? Yeah. Tacos and burritos. That's Mexican talking. And... okay, perfect. I happen to be the descendant of the old northern Spain Sanchez dynasty, perhaps. And I happen to know almost everything about the long tradition of the dirty Sanchez. But I'm not going to tell you anything about that. That's just not cool.
That's gross.
Anyway, do you, Feral Boy, remember Gianna?
Gianna? Well,
you
maybe.
Don't. Of course you don't.
No.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Gianna from Milano is asking us the following. She posts a very interesting message. Pay attention. She says, how come a male's anus has an odd number of wrinkles and a woman's, a female's, an even number of wrinkles? And that sounds very interesting.
I never stopped to count that. Do you ever count that? That's really interesting.
Well, let me ask Grandma. Grandma,
come here.
Come closer. Come closer, Grandma. Come closer. I'm going to throw a pen on the floor. Grandma, pick that up. Bend over, Grandma.
Wait, Gascon, are you sure about
bend
it?
Bend on your foot.
Are you sure about it, man?
Bend over, Grandma. Okay. Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Even. Really?
Even.
Okay.
Gianna was right. Even. Grandma, hand me a mirror. That one, the little one. Okay. Yeah. Hand me the mirror. She has a purse where she carries her makeup things.
Yeah.
And she carries a little mirror. So let me count mine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Unbelievable.
It's really?
An odd number.
Okay.
How about yours, Robo?
No, well, for these experiments, to ensure that experiment, we need more people to count the same thing. Well, hey, Zap and Mo, could you please check that out too?
Yeah, what's that? What do you want us to check out?
Yeah, you didn't get it. Tell them, Gaskin.
No, I didn't get the message.
Yeah, because you're not paying attention. Yeah. Less drugs, more listening.
Yeah. Stop using drugs, guys.
Sorry, I didn't know I was supposed to still be on. We were supposed to still be on the show. We got sidetracked.
Huh? Oh, my.
Okay, shall I repeat?
Repeat.
Recent medical research.
Repeat. Make it slower.
Recent
Make it slower.
Okay. Recent medical research has shown that a male's anus has an odd number of wrinkles, while a female's has an even number. And so far, I've checked a few people, and that's accurate. Can you check on yourself, please, Scepter?
I just did a DuckDuckGo search for it, and I didn't find anything with my search term that verifies that.
Oh my god.
I didn't get it?
No. Well, I think...
I can't verify your research.
Nope. No, why? Why?
If you have a good ass, then it doesn't have any wrinkles anyway.
There is a cosmetic surgery procedure which consists of getting rid of the wrinkles in the anus.
Mm.
That's a popular thing among rich gay people. Some rich gay people perform that procedure on themselves. Have a doctor make that for themselves. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's time for another guest.
Did your doctor suggest that for you?
What?
Did your doctor suggest that for you, Gascon?
Oh. No. It's the results published in the prestigious journal Nature, which Gianna from Milano just faxed to us today.
Oh, you got a fax. All right.
Today. Yeah. That was great. Grandma, sorry, guys. Grandma, you can put your pants on now. You can get up. Stand up, Grandma. Stand up. It's not a nice view.
God.
You can't believe. It's not a nice view.
Oh.
Grandma, she's not really my grandma. She's not actually that old, but anyway, it's a long story. It's very hard to understand. Some people argue that I keep her hostage here, but hostage. Some people claim I keep her hostage here, but are you happy here with us, Grandma? There you go. Go on, director.
Okay. I think it is time to another rant from Gascon. We have to bid farewell from our guest now. Thank you very much for participation. of this small wind zap.
Hi.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Thank you a lot.
We'll be listening.
Okay, thank
we'll
you.
We'll be listening.
Thank you. Okay. So, bye. And keep listening to us, people.
Hello, this is Pascal Hart, still in the train. This will be our first report in Spanish with my daughter Lily. I call her Juanita in Spanish. Este es un reportaje en español con mi hijita Juanita. Hola, Juanita.
Mi nombre en español es Juana, no Juanita.
¿Dónde estamos ahora?
Estamos en un tren. De camino a Mi Plata, volvemos a Cullera.
¿Te ha gustado Cullera?
Sí, he ido a un par de atracciones de agua, a la playa, a una feria.
A parque de atracciones de agua, a water park. ¿Y la playa es bonita?
Sí. En inglés se dice the beach.
Yes, I know that. Hemos ido a la playa. ¿Y qué más has hecho en estas vacaciones?
También he ido a comer al Burger King y a Telepizza.
¿Burger King? ¿Quién es el Burger King? Nadie sabe qué es el Burger King.
Burger King es como el McDonald's.
No me digas. Todo el mundo sabe lo que es. Están en todo el mundo. He bromeado.
Hasta en Rusia.
En Rusia, claro que sí. El primer McDonald's lo abrió Gorbachev. ¿Conoces a Gorbachev?
No, ¿vosotros los conocéis?
Casi seguro que sí. ¿Has hecho amigos en este verano, estas vacaciones?
Unos pocos. Poquitos.
¿Casi nadie?
Un poquito. No muchos.
Nadie hablaba francés en Cullera, ¿verdad?
Sí que hablaban. Había unos vecinos que la fui a hablar en francés, los veía jugando, porque también venían a la playa.
Ah.
Las veía como juegan, ellas son hermanas.
Hey, we're back. Oh, oops. Hey, Gascon, are you back?
Yes, hello back, dear person.
Dear person.
I was going to
you
say...
You can say.
Yeah, I was going to say friend, but if I don't mean it, I can't say
okay.
It.
Okay, whatever. I don't need your friendship.
You'll never...
This stuff is gone.
That's great. Great comeback. Great. Yes, welcome back, dear persons, listeners that are listening to our show. Sometimes the show gets a little out of control with four people in four different corners of the world and coordinated by the Skype technology.
Yeah.
That sometimes
really
sucks, but anyway, terrible. At the end of our last show, I was asking you, if the Pope Imagine the Pope.
I remember.
Has a imagine the Pope has a nail nailed in, I don't know, his butt, and you remove the nail from the Pope's ass, and then he says, "Dude, I grant you 3 wishes, and you have the opportunity to ask the Pope for 3 wishes. Come on, dude, that's major." Mm. Please don't say something gay like world peace or something like that. The end of world.
I was going something to say the end of world, man.
And please don't say anything about pancakes.
Okay. So I would first wish infinite wishes. That's my first.
No, that's not.
No, why is not allowed?
That's one of the first rules.
Come on!
No. Everybody thinks that when the same question, but no, that's not allowed. That's excluded from the fine print of the actually it's the genies trade union, by current legislation apply to the case of the Pope, because he would be an acting genie, although he's the Pope. But that piece of legislation would still apply to him, and that's. I know that's forbidden.
Okay,
by
so teams. I would first wish a infinite bottle of Coca-Cola. You know, that never gets emptied. Yeah, then I would try it, and if this it is good enough, I would wish another bottle of that. As my second wish, other body, yeah. Oh my god. And then I would ask for. Maybe a chocolate bar, an infinite chocolate bar. Oh, I only think about food. Oh my god.
Why not? A nice pair of pants, so you can get rid of that dirty.
No. I prefer to walk naked by the jungle. You know that. You should know that.
Yeah, of course. Have you just said jungle instead of jungle? Have you turned Mexican by chance?
I'm not Mexican. Yes. You know. Listeners. No, I'm not Mexican. Come on. Oh, hey.
No, you're not Mexican, but you have just said jungle. What's next? Are you going to ask for a job?
I'm not a crazy Mexican like you. Come on, okay?
I'm not Mexican.
You're the crazy Mexican of the show.
I'm the crazy Mexican.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm looking at you. You have this big hat on your head, man. Of course you're Mexican.
Yeah. You're safe, sir. Anyway, fortunately, there's a copy. There will be a copy in the archives. I will check that, and I will rub that on your dirty face. You said younger. Let's ask our listeners at the com prompt.
I didn't say younger.
Has Feral Boy said younger instead of jungle?
No.
He did, right?
No. Sandusk, I didn't. No, I didn't. You know I didn't.
Listeners. Okay. By unanimous vote, you said jungle. So less Mexican E, more jungle E, if you know what I mean. Does that make any sense? I don't think so. And I could not care less.
Whatever.
So, was really the Pope the guy that emailed us in the last show? What do you think, Bud?
What?
Was it really the Pope, the guy that emailed us the last show, or not?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't recording the call. We wasn't the call. It was just, okay. I think so. I like to believe that it was the Pope.
If If it was him, he's in trouble.
Why?
Because important people, people like the Pope, people like the President of the United States, like Barack Hussein Obama, those people can't any longer can't act on a personal, behalf, or on behalf of themselves. For example, Obama is the President of the United States all the time. He signs a treaty, a bill, anything. He's the President of the United States. But he's taking a crap, he's sleeping, he's farting, he's also the President of the United States. He can't get rid of that parrot. Really, because in other countries, in Latin American countries, when the president travels abroad, the vice president takes the place of the president until the guy returns. That's the acting president until the real president comes back. But people with really high positions, like the President of the United States or the Pope, they are what they are all the time. They can't get rid of that role, of that part, except for that German Catholic that was playing the part of the Pope. What was his name? Ratzinger. That guy could renounce Popeship, if that's a word.
Popeship.
He could Popeship. I don't know. I'm making that up. Pope Dumb? Pope Me?
Yeah,
I don't know. Look at the Pope. I'm typing in IRC. Pope Dumb.
Pope Dumb.
With an E. Pope Dumb. Or.
Well,
Pope
at least.
Ree,
Popery.
Or Pope.
Well, at least you didn't say poop down, okay?
Okay. Great. So I wonder if the thing with the wrinkles in the anus applies also to animals, or is only
for people. Yeah, I should check that.
Grandma, give me the cat. Okay, yes, the cat. We have a small cat, a female cat.
Yeah.
We rescued her from the dump. Yeah. She's a little aggressive, but anyway, we keep her.
I have a tip for you. Put him in a door. You know, you close the door and hold him at the door. You can do that. I used to do that.
Yeah. Well, what you don't know is that my grandma is blind.
Oh my God!
So she has to she has to finger the cat to count the wrinkles.
That doesn't sound very nice.
Okay, I will ask grandma.
Okay.
Yeah, especially for the cat. Yeah.
How's the cat now?
You go find a panther. And they'll do the same. You understand?
What?
We'll find a panther, a jaguar.
Of course, they have a jaguar here.
And do the same.
That's the thing, man. We don't have panthers here. We have jaguars. Jaguars. Yeah. Whatever. Okay, I have a male jaguar here.
Okay.
Well, he's on the jail now. I'm going there. Yeah. Okay. Oh my God, let me count it, that's not very... Oh my God, he's trying to scratch me anyway, oh my God. Oh. Yeah, I'm counting it now, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh my God, 1.
How many? An odd number of wrinkles.
That's
perfect. Okay.
That's true, man, we're making science here.
I think we are making science in some wacky way. That's an amazing fact of nature. Nature never ceases to surprise me. nature's wrinkles are inscrutable. And that's great. That's great. I'm okay with that. Those are the nature's greatest mysteries. Some meant to be solved, some not meant to. I have another message. Listen to this, little boy. How about this message? It's a little cryptic. A little cryptic message. And the message goes, the doggone underdog cat was parading on the catwalk.
The catwalk?
But at the end, it started to rain a lot.
What?
What
does it mean?
What are we supposed to understand?
I have no idea.
The doggone listen to this. The doggone underdog cat was parading at the catwalk, and then it started to rain a lot. I thought it was a message about animals.
Yeah.
I can't help envision yet cats and dogs. But somehow, it seems it is not.
It is not.
That's another... It is not.
Definitely not.
That's another of the... Yeah, shut the hell up. This is another one of nature's... Shut up. Beautiful mysteries. That's one for the ages. The real meaning of this message is for the... I will just read it again because it's great.
Do it.
Do it fast, man.
Come on.
The doggone underdog cat was parading at the catwalk until it started to rain. That's great.
Really
that's poetry right there. The author of that was Gerardito. Who emailed us. You forgot to mention the name of this segment. You forgot to mention that.
Which segment? This happens on our whole show. You never told me it was a segment.
You have to handle that.
I'm not handling it. I'm just the DJ.
Tell the listeners the name of the segment.
The segment where we talk about and comment about listeners' messages.
Yeah, but it has a name, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it has a name. We have a good name for it. The phony fan mail segment. That's it.
Okay, the phony fan mail segment. It sounds just great. The phony fan mail segment by Gaston Hart.
Gaston Hart. Oh, Lord. Okay.
By Gaston Hart and Sarah Boy.
No,
yes,
I'm just.
Did you have any
messages?
No, I
don't.
You don't have any messages? Okay. So, my grandma is, struggling with that cat. The cat is asleep. The cat does not move very much.
Oh my god.
That might be. Jesus Christ. I think I see a little blood.
Oh my god. We don't hurt animals on the show, Gaston.
Yeah, we have to issue a disclaimer.
Yeah.
In the filming of this show. No animal was
harmed.
Hurt.
Yeah.
During the filming of the show, but perhaps before or after that?
Yes.
Poor cat. There's a small puddle of blood underneath the cat, and Grandma's struggling to find that intimate part of the cat's body That's disgusting.
Stop talking about it.
I can't look at that without it's like watching Two Girls, One Cup. Have you seen the video clip? Two Girls,
One
Cup.
Oh my God, no.
It's something.
Don't say that again. Say that again, please.
Oh, that brings back some
memories. Yeah. Oh my God. What's the name of this segment? The disgusting crap of Feral Hands.
Yeah. The disgusting
thing. We saw.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a really good show today. I would like to thank again our two guests of today. I'd like to thank, as usual, the Feral Boy, an excellent director, regardless of what I say of times. I would like to thank the listeners. I would like to thank the owner of the company, SBF.
Oh, yeah.
Incorporated.
Thank you, boss.
Whatever it is.
We call him boss. I'm thinking on calling him just boss. Yeah.
Okay. We call him balls.
Balls? What?
The boss. Anyway. And thank Anon Radio. This is a great opportunity for us to broadcast live from, I guess, from Brazil and from Spain.
Yeah.
So,
international show. Yes, I only have to thank for all the listeners. I love making this show. Thank you very much for listening. And keep listening. Keep losing your time with us, please. And I think that's it, Gascon. I'm going to play some relaxing music now to end this in a more beautiful way. Yeah, it was a great show. So I'm going to end with opera. That's perfect.
I'm so glad. So glad.
It was really good to have you here, Gascon. Even though you don't admit it, you are my friend, okay? So, that's it.
Well.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much, everybody. See you next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh,
it's over, finally. I can't stand doing this show. That's killing me, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hate you, man. Just hate it.
I can't believe
you did that. I forgot to say that any animal was harming during the show.
No, that's unbelievable. No, I can't believe I'm doing this. If my mother learns,
I have
doing
to kill
this,
the jailer.
She'll kill me. Yeah. Grandma, you can leave the cat now. Jesus Christ, Grandma, leave the cat now. She keeps on fingering the cat. Jesus Christ. I can't believe Jesus. I can't believe SMJ did not fire us already.
He's going to make it someday when he realizes all this crap going here.
No. This pure crap.
I hate doing.
I don't like anything. I don't like anything I'm doing here at Anon Radio. Anything.
Oh, really?
I hate all I do.
Please don't
leave for good.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No. I forgot to turn off the mix, man. The mics.